Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner says he needs to fix some serious communication issues with aldermen who publicly rebuked him Monday. That's among the headlines you heard on GLT this week. I'm Bailey Steelman. 6 of 9 aldermen gave Renner a letter noting their disappointment in his recent online behavior and lack of apology in the week since. Renner says he was blindsided by the letter.
But certainly if I were going to criticize a colleague, I'd let them know in advance. I wouldn't give the information to the media in advance. I would let them at least think about it. And that's not civil discourse either. So there are definitely some serious issues in terms of communication that do have to be raised.
Renner says the council is still managing to get business done, including Monday's vote to approve the 7 members of the new Police Civilian Advisory Board. Bloomington's interim city manager will be Assistant City Manager Steve Rasmussen. Current city manager David Hales is leaving November 8th for another position in Joliet. The council spent hours during 3 separate executive sessions before choosing Rasmussen. The ISU athletic community is mourning the loss of a longtime volunteer softball coach. Bill Dixon died Thursday of natural causes at age 85. Dixon spent nearly 20 years volunteering with the Redbird softball team after a long career as a teacher and superintendent. ISU head softball coach Melinda Fisher says Dixon offered to help her coach her team after he retired.
Each and every day he came into the field, he had the best attitude. He was always supportive of whatever we were doing, and he pushed the girls as best that he could and, did what he needed to do from a coaching standpoint to get him better.
The softball team is planning a celebration of life for Dixon at an undetermined date. Students at Chittix Junior High School in Normal had the chance Monday to ask questions of an astronaut on board the International Space Station. The students spoke to astronaut Joseph Acaba via ham radio transmission as the space station passed over central Illinois. Student Michael Harding asked about the return to Earth.
What must you do to prepare for coming back to Earth and its gravity? Over.
Yeah, so Earth's gravity is strong, so we work out every day for about 2 hours on the International Space Station. Over.
Chittix is one of just 11 schools in the country chosen to participate in the joint NASA and amateur ham radio-sponsored program. Harding says it was a thrill to have his question answered.
Well, I thought all of this was incredibly interesting, as this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I'm very honored that I was chosen to be part of this.
Chittix is the only school in Illinois selected for the program. Students and faculty in Unit 5 schools are pushing the school board to declare schools welcoming, safe environments for all students regardless of immigration status. Aditi Sharma is a freshman at Normal Community High School. She tells the board students have diverse religions and ethnicities. Sharma says no one should feel unsafe going to school.
I'm an immigrant myself, and I came here from India. I look forward to school because it's a place where I can learn and also have fun with my friends. I want everyone to look forward to school like I do and not be scared because of their immigration status.
Board member Meadow Mickens-Baker praised the resolution. Mickens-Baker says students and faculty are working to build a culture of inclusion. This fall's cancellation of 5 hockey games at Grossinger Motors Arena will cost the city-owned venue thousands of dollars in lost revenue. The cancellations were caused by long-delayed repairs to the arena's hockey boards and glass. The ones installed more than a decade ago weren't meant to be repeatedly removed and reinstalled. That wear and tear is causing safety issues for hockey players and fans. The Central Illinois Flying Aces hockey team said they wouldn't play there this season unless they were replaced. That work is now underway, although 5 games were scratched from the home schedule as a result. 4 were moved to Peoria. Here's Arena Executive Director Lynn Cannon.
We've lost the rent revenue on top of all the food and beverage revenue that we would have received for those events, but we will hopefully be able to fill some additional shows maybe in the spring that will help us, improve our bottom line.
Toward the end of last season, each pro hockey game was generating between $3,000 and $6,000 in profit for the arena. Unemployment rates dropped last month in all major cities in Illinois, including Bloomington Normal. The Twin Cities jobless rate was 3.6%, the lowest rate in the state. The number is also down nearly 1.5 points from September of last year. The number of people working in the Twin Cities is up by 1,400 in the last 12 months. But the State Department of Employment Security notes there are still 1,300 people out of work and looking for a job in the Bloomington Normal area. The second season of Netflix's hit show Stranger Things debuted Friday, but an ISU student already knows all the spoilers. Mallory Lovings is a senior journalism major. She interned last summer in Hollywood at Technicolor, which does post-production for the show. She also worked on HBO's Veep and the latest Spider-Man movie. Lovings worked on visual effects at Technicolor. She plans to move to LA or New York after graduation.
Even though I was just the intern, they all looked after me and talked to me like I was normal, and I wasn't just like the little kid there, so the environment was amazing on top of the work, and that just really put the cherry on the cake.
That concludes your news and review. I'm Bailey Steelman.